Well, good morning, everybody. I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, gosh, I was a cutie, I used to think about heaven a lot. I have this memory of my brother and neighborhood kids and myself. One day, I was probably five, and we just wore ourselves out, and I remember we all just crashed on the front lawn. And I just remember looking up at the sky and thinking that the sky must be like this big etch-a-sketch that God just likes to play with and making different cloud formations. And I remember thinking as a kid that God was angry in heaven whenever it thundered. And then my mom set me straight and told me that God was bowling that day. And I remember wondering what kind of restaurants would be in heaven and all those. I was kind of a picky eater and I didn't want to be stuck in heaven with food I didn't want. But and now as a priest, I get to hear kids talk about heaven and ask about heaven. That's why I asked those ones here earlier. I remember when I went to Mexico a few years ago, with some relatives of some parishioners here, I wanted to go see the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And so I stayed with the relatives of some parishioners here. It was wonderful, just a wonderful several days. And this little kid, Pepito, you can kind of tell by the name, is a bit of a troublemaker. But anyway, he would just love to rub my head, you know. And I remember one time he goes, Padre, veniste al cielo, which means, Father, did you come from heaven? And I said, yes, I did. But then I thought, what kid would ever say? Then I remember this girl, Sophia, a few years ago, she said she wanted to know if I had ever been to heaven so that I could tell her what it was like. A year ago, the parish where I grew up in Bloomington, there was a 9-year-old girl named Iris who went home to God because she had cancer. And the pastor there was telling me how he was in the hospital room with them, and it was the girl, her brother, and her mom. And the priest and father asked, I think he was just making talk. He said, what would you wish if you had one wish? You would just get a census of everybody there. And the boy said that he would want unlimited wishes. And the mom said, I would wish that my daughter's cancer would go away. And then it was the girl's turn, Iris. And she said, I wish for heaven. And God gave her that wish not too long after that. Maybe we should all be thinking about heaven more. Jesus uses children again in our gospel today to set straight the scribes and Pharisees who were consumed with petty things. Even the disciples were consumed with petty things when two of them are sitting there arguing with each other, trying to figure out who is better. And this is right after Jesus has told them that he is going to go on the cross and die. And they argue and bicker about which one is better. And then Jesus uses the example of a child. In our second reading, what a litany of things: jealousy, selfish ambition, disorder, foul practices, conflicts, wars, killing, envy, covetousness. This is what happens when we forget about heaven. But we're like swimming in this stuff a lot, and we don't even realize that it's wrong and that it's killing our souls. But when we think more about heaven, these things go away. And the selfish ambition and jealousy, disorder, foul practice, conflicts, warring, killing, envying, coveting, the first reading, tearing each other down, torture, condemning, what a list of stuff. But it all goes away when we live a life ordered to heaven. At the early Mass today, we had the Mass for St. Vincent de Paul, since his feast day is this week. You do the Mass for the saint the Sunday before. You can transfer the day if it is your parish patron. St. Vincent de Paul said, "Our business is to gain heaven. Everything else is a sheer waste of time." Everything else. This litany of stuff, it's all a waste of time. Our business is to gain heaven and to realize that this isn't it here. This isn't what we were made for. Our citizenship, says Philippians, is in heaven. And Jesus says, if you gain the whole world but you forfeit your soul, so what? And he says, it's better for you if your hand causes you to sin or your eye that you pluck it off and cut it off so that you could go in heaven, because it's better to go into heaven with one eye and one hand than to go to hell with both. Jesus speaks so much about heaven, and he wants us to understand that that is how we have to live. Everything that we do gets us closer there and the people that we love, or the opposite direction. And we must think more about heaven and less about all this petty stuff. Who's better? Less about the petty stuff. More about heaven, which is eternal. And the funny thing is, the beautiful thing is, that when we live a life, when we chase after heaven, you know what happens? We begin to make a bit of heaven here on earth as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.